This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. State lawmaker Faith Winter, the number three Democrat in the state Senate, is entering treatment for alcohol use disorder. The Broomfield lawmaker disclosed the situation in a statement today. She said she will step down as chair of the Senate's Transportation and Energy Committee to focus on her health. She also apologized for her behavior at a public meeting last night where she at times slurred her words and struggled to respond to the crowd. The University of Colorado Boulder is a step closer to choosing its new leader. CPR's Paolo Shulcita has more.
Justin Swartz, the current provost at Pennsylvania State University, was named the sole finalist for the CU Boulder chancellorship. He holds a PhD in nuclear engineering from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and has held positions at multiple universities. CU is inviting people to several open forums on Thursday to meet with Swartz before a final decision on his candidacy is made. The school has been searching for a new chancellor since September, when Philip DeStefano, its longest-serving chancellor, announced his intent to retire. I'm Paolo Shulcita, CPR News.
Home prices in Colorado Springs saw their biggest month-to-month increase in at least a year. The median cost for a single-family home jumped nearly $15,000 in March, up to $470,000. Houses are also taking longer to sell, up to an annual high of 56 days on average. Meanwhile, the same house in Denver costs about $125,000 more than in the Springs. Denver is under a red flag warning tomorrow for high fire danger with highs in the upper 70s. A high wind watch for the Front Range and Plains begins on Saturday. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.